And Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound, and he was there in the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison. And whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. And when King Herod the Canaanite, which dwelt in the south, heard tell that Israel came by the way of the spies, then he fought against Israel and took some of them prisoners.
There the prisoners rest together. They hear not the voice of the oppressor.
For the Lord heareth the poor and despiseth not his prisoners, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners.
Without me they shall bow down under the prisoners, and they shall fall under the slain. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still, that made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners.
So shall the king of Assyria lead away the Egyptians' prisoners, and the Ethiopians' captives, young and old, naked and barefoot, even with their buttocks uncovered, to the shame of Egypt.
And they shall be gathered together as prisoners are gathered in the pit, and shall be shut up in the prison, and after many days shall they be visited,
to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. But thou mayest say to the prisoners, Go forth. To them that are in darkness, show yourselves. They shall feed in the ways, and their pastures shall be in all high places.
To crush under his feet all the prisoners of the earth. As for thee also, by the blood of thy covenant, I have sent forth thy prisoners out of the pit wherein is no water. Turn you to the stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare that I will render double unto thee.
And at midnight Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. And when it was determined that we should sail into Italy, they delivered Paul and certain other prisoners unto one named Julius, a centurion of Augustus' band. And the soldiers' counsel was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them should swim out and escape. And when we came to Rome, the centurion delivered the prisoners to the captain of the guard. But Paul was suffered to dwell by himself with the soldier that kept him.